Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Mem Tes, 13 lines in the bottom of Daf Mem Chesam Beis, and yesterday we began Perek HaNizokin, and Tesis explains that this Perek is brought in Mesechtas Gittin since it's a continuation of those dinim that were instituted in Plei Tikkun Olam. And the Mishnah taught that if Reuven was Mazik Shimon in any manner, and the Tesis Rid points out that Bedegeya Hezek, if Reuven wanted to pay Kesef or Shove Kesef, he could pay him with any quality of Shove Kesef, as the Gemara in Baba Kama learns this from the Pasuk of Kesef Yoshev Lubailov, Vafilu Shove Kesef Vafilu Subin, and our Mishnah is discussing where Reuven decided to pay Shimon back with Kaka. However, Ayin in Rashi on Daf Mem Tesem and Aleph, as well as the Meiri, that Reuven can only pay back Kaka if he doesn't have Kesef or Metaltalin. And in either case, if Reuven is paying Kaka back to Shimon, so Reuven has to give Shimon from his best Kaka, which we call grade A, or Idias to Mazik, Mepley Tikkun Olam. And the Gemara began and asked that this din isn't Mepley Tikkun Olam, as it's a din deraisa, as the Torah states in Pashm Mishpatim, made of and the Gemara will have two different ways to learn our Mishnah, and the first way is on Mem Chesem Beis, and the second way we will see on Daf Mem Tesem Beis. And the first way was that Abaye explained that our Mishnah is actually Lefi Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that Midiraisa, the Mazik only has to pay up to the best type of Sada that the Nizik owns. And for example, if Shimon's best Sada is grade C, then even if Reuven has a Sada which is grade A, Reuven would only have to pay Shimon using grade C property. And the Chum will misaken that Reuven needs to pay with grade A property, it is the mazik, and be the mazik sheminan, as this will cause people to be more careful and not to be mazik others, as they will realize they will lose their best asset. And although when learning the Gemara yesterday, we explained the Shita Rabbi Shmuel according to the Maskonis HaGemara, however, the Braisa that we will learn in a moment will initially say that Rabbi Shmuel holds that if Reuven is mazik the son of Shimon, and for example, he burns down a row of tua, which was class C tua worth $500, that Reuven would have to pay Shimon based on what the price would be for a full row of tua, of the best tua of the Nizik, and if the Nizik had a row of Class A Tua, then even though by paying back a full row of Class A Tua, Reuven would have to pay back $1,000 to Shimon, he would still have to do so, even though Shimon only lost $500. And Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, the Pasuk isn't discussing for where to pay, but how much Reuven has to pay. And Rabbi Kiva will respond that the Torah isn't coming to be Machman the Mazik, and the Mazik only has to pay the amount of the actual loss that Shimon incurred, and Reuven must give Shimon that value from his own Class A and best field as the Mazik Sheminon. And Rabbi Kiva is that certainly this would be then if Reuven is Mazik Hegdish, that we would say the Mazik Sheminon. And our Gemara now begins, my Rabbi Shmuel, where do we see this Shita Rabbi Shmuel? The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Meitav Sedeo, Meitav Karma Yishalim, and we learn out, Meitav Sedeo Shal Nizik, U Meitav Karma Shal Nizik, Divri Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel learns that as we explained in Akdomo, that if Reuven is Mazik, the Sada of Shimon, so even though he was only Mazik, Class C Tfua of Shimon, he still has to pay back based on the same amount of Class A Tfua, and Reuven would have to pay back more value than he actually damaged. And Rabbi Kiva Imer, Rabbi Kiva states, Lebar Kosov Aligvus Lizokim and Idis Vikavachim Lehegdish, that the Torah is not coming to be Machmer on the Mazik, and the Torah is not saying that the Mazik has to pay more value than the actual damage. However, the Torah is saying that whatever value the Mazik damaged, he has to pay back from his best fields. And as Rashi says, Shimein Loi Mois, if the Mazik doesn't have money, Vroitzel Frey Loi Kako, and instead he wants to pay Kako to the Nizik, Beshuma, based on evaluation and based on appraisal, Reuven would have to pay Shimon back based on his best kaka and based on idias because b'de mazik shaminon. And when Rabbi Kiva states v'kavachay mal hegdish, the pashas is they saying that just like b'negei hezek, you have to pay min idias. So the same would hold true that if Reuven is mazik something of hegdish, then he has to pay back to hegdish based on his idias and b'de mazik shaminon. And the Gemara in Daf Mem Tesem and Aleph will discuss it further. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on the way we explain the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it would come out achol shmein. That if Reuven damaged $1,000 of produce of Shimon, then you have to pay back $1,000 of produce. And then if Reuven is Achakusha and he damages the payers of Shimon's field that are Zibarius and that are only valued at $500, Mishal Mishmena, do you think that it makes sense that you have to pay more than that and you have to pay $1,000 worth of Tvua? That, of course, doesn't make sense. And this is the way Rashi learns the question of the Gemara. And this is also the second Pshat of Taisis. However, let's see the Taisis on the bottom of Amid, where Taisis says, Tu Pshatim. Number one, Pirish, Bishleima Ochel Shmeino, Mishalim Shmeino. We can understand if you ate Shmeino, you have to pay back $1,000 since you actually damaged him for $1,000. El Ochel Kusha, Amai Mishalim Shmeino. Inami, then Taisa says, like Rashi, Hachi Purushai, Himen of Ochel Shmeino, Ena Mishalim El Shmeino, Kamoisha Hezika, and Veloi Kansinle Lishalim Yasin Masha Hizik, Im Ken, Kish Ochel Kusha Nami, Loi Liknese Lishalim Shmeino. And the Gemara continues, so Amrav Idi Ba Oven, Rav Idi Ba Oven explains, Hachi Maiskina, the case where Bishmal says you would have to pay from the best of the fields is not in the case where we we know what Reuven damaged, but it's in the case where we're uncertain as to what Reuven damaged. Could go in she'achla ruga bein arugais, where Reuven damaged one of the rows of Shimon's fields, v'lo yedina, and we're not sure ikachush achal if he damaged lower quality produce and it was valued at $500, or ishmein achal that maybe Reuven damaged a row of tefuah which was better quality and was worth $1,000. The mishalim meitiv and Rabbi Shmuel is mechadish that Reuven would still have to pay $1,000 to Shimon. And Amar Rav, so Rav responds back to Rabbi Idi Ba'ovin that you can't say that this is pshat in Rabbi Shmuel either, because ilo yedina the chusha achal mishalim chusha. Certainly, if we know that Reuven damaged lower quality produce, then certainly he would have to pay lower quality, and he would only have to pay for $500. Hashplo yedina mishalim shmeinah. Do you think now that we have a suffix, they would have to pay $1,000? L'chayyur, that can't be, because we have a general klal, which is a din deraisa of hamitzim mechaber olavaraya. And as Rashi says, hamitzim mechaber olavaraya olav lahavi edim levaris hasuffik, and therefore without edim, then we would actually require Reuven only to pay the lower quality, and he would only have to pay back to Shimon $500. Uduraisi, and this din is the din deraisa, as we learned about Bakama, mi baltvarim yigash aleim, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was going up to Har Sinai, he said that at this point, when I'm not around, anyone that has a shayla will go to Yeshua and bring edim to Yeshua and to the zakenim. And we learned that Moshe was telling them, yagash raya aleim, that they will bring rayas to you, and they will have to bring edim, because the din is hamaytsi mechaber alav raya. And Ayin and Farshim, we ask on Rashi that although this pasuk is actually the lima that the Gemara brings in the Havmin of the Gemara Masechet Bavakama, however, in the Gemara Masechet Bavakama, Rav Ashi is Lomeli Cross Svaruhu. Why do we need this pasuk if Lemaisa the concept of Hamitz Mechaber Raya is based on a Svaru? And Ayin and Farshim, how do you explain why Rashi brings the Havim of the Gemara and not the Maskana? And the Gemara continues Elam Rav Achba Yaakov. Therefore, Rav Achba Yaakov says that certainly Rabbi Shmuel holds that no matter what, Mazik only pays the actual value of the damage that he certainly caused to Shimon, and he certainly won't pay more than that actual value. Or if there's a suffix, he would definitely pay the lower amount based on Hamitz Mechaber. And we continue on to Mem Tesser Menalv and Hacher Mayeskinon, and the case that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva arguing on is Kagayin Shahisa Idis the Nizik, Kizibiris the Mazik. When Reuven came to pay back Kaka to Shimon, although Reuven had various classes of Kaka, and for example, he had class A, he had class B, and class C Kaka, however, the best Kaka that the Nizik that Shimon owned was class C Kaka, and in that case, Rabbi Shmuel Salva, but the Nizik Shamina, and Rabbi Shmuel says, we look at the best Kaka that the Nizik has, and therefore, even though Reuven has class A Kaka, Reuven would still only have to pay back to Shimon based on the best kaka that Shimon has, and Shimon only has class C kaka, and therefore Reuven would only have to pay back class C kaka to Shimon. Rabbi Kiva Salva, but the Mazik Sheminon, and Rabbi Kiva holds that we always estimate based on the kaka of the Mazik, and since the Mazik has class A property, and therefore Reuven would have to pay to Shimon class A property. Keep in mind, although on Memchesel and Beis we said Rabbi Kiva is coming to be Mako, however, over here Rabbi Kiva is actually coming to be Machmer on the Mazik, and let us see the words of Rashi and Diba Maschur Rabbi Shmuel Sabah Nizik Sheminon who Meitav Shemar Torah, and when the Torah says the word Meitav Shembolak Baisa Kaka Gurua Mid Yasi Shal Nizik, that if Reuven wants to pay back Kaka that is worse than the Idyos of Nizik V'yeshlag Baisa Aruga B'Meitav Shal Nizik Al Kocha Yigbar Meitav, and since Reuven has Kaka which equals the actual best field of the Nizik, therefore he has to pay back from that type of a Kaka Avot Toiv Mid Yasi Shal Nizik Ein Lan Lacha Fasa Mazik Lefroya V'Afil Yeshlay. However, even if Reuven has better Kaka than the Nizik, he still only has to pay based on the best kaka and the best class of kaka that the Nizik owns. And the Gemara continues and explains, my time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's pshat Rabbi Shmuel? Nemar sada lamata, v'nemar sada lamayla. The pasuk says, ki yivar ish sada oicharem v'shilachas b'iru b'ir b'stei achar. So the Torah states the word sada, b'negei the hezek, and it also says, meitu sadeo, meitu kamei shalim, b'negei tashlumin of the hezek. And therefore we learn out, mas sada amur lamayla, the Nizik, just like the sada that's talking about b'negei the hezek, is referring to when Reuven was mazik the Soda of the Nizik and of Shimon. Therefore, Av Soda Amur Lamata the Nizik also B'degeya Tashlumen. When the Torah states Meitu Sedeo Meitu Kami Yishalim, it's telling us that the Mazik has to pay back based on the best Soda of the Nizik. And Rabbi Kiva Sava, Rabbi Kiva states Meitu Sedeo Yishalim the Hech to Kami Yishalim. The Lamaisa the Pasuk says that you should pay back Meitu Sedeo. And since we're talking about the Mazik B'degeya the payment, therefore it's clear that the Torah is telling us that the Mazik has to pay back based on the idios of his Sodais and B'de Mazik Sheminon and not but the Nizik Sheminon. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel, Ahanik Zeir Shavah Bahani Kra, the Lemaisa Rabbi Shmuel agrees to Rabbi Kiva that the words Meitu Sedeo, Meitu Kam Yishalim definitely sounds that we're talking about the idios of the Mazik, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel says that actually we will use the Zeir Shavah of Sada Sada, and we'll also use the actual Pasuk, and as Rashi says, Bahani Kra the Sedeo Yishalim, the Mashmah the Mazik Sheminon. The Gemara explains, Ahanik Zeir Shavah L'Chadamorin, the Zeir Shavah of Sada. Sada Sada teaches us, as we learned before, that generally we would say B'dinizik Shaminon, the best fields of Shimon of the Nizik is Class C, then Reuven, who has Class C Sada, would also only have to pay back Class A Sada, even though Reuven also has Class A Sadais. However, Rabbi Shmuel continues with Hanikra, that the Pasuk also teaches us the Isle Lamazik Idis Vizibaris, that if Reuven would have Sadais, which are Idis and Zibaris, and for example, Reuven has Sadais, which are Grade A and Grade C, Vizibaris today, and the Class C Sada of Reuven, Loshavik Idis Nizik, is not on the same level of the Idis of the Nizik, and for example, the Nizik has a Sada, which is a Grade B Sada, so Reuven claims that since I don't have a Sada that's equal to your Sada, and I only own Grade A or Grade C Sadais, therefore when the Mazik comes to pay back Shimon, he says, I want to give you based on my Grade C Sada, and I won't give you from Grade A Sada. On that, Rabbi Shmuel says that the Pasuk teaches us the Mishalim Meitav, that you have to pay back based on the Meitav of the Mazik, and you go up a level, and you don't go down a level, and therefore, in this case, even though Shimon only has Grade B Sadais, Shimon would be able to get back from Reuven based on Grade A Sadais. And the Gemara continues, now Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov explained the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara continues, Rabbi Akiva email lebar kasev alidvis lenezikim mina idias the kavu chaim lehegdish. Rabbi Akiva was chaylik on Rabbi Shmuel, and he made a statement that the Torah is coming to tell you that the nizik will collect from idias the kavu chaim lehegdish. And the Gemara asks, my kavu chaim lehegdish. What does Rabbi Akiva mean when he said that there's a kavu chaim to hegdish? Ilema de nachi tur de down latur de hegdish. If you're going to say that Rabbi Akiva is saying that just like benegated din of nizakin, the din is that the mazik has to pay to the nizik based on the best fields of the mazik. So certainly the din would be that if Reuven was mazik hegdish, then you have to pay back to hegdish from the best fields of the mazik. But the Gemara says that that certainly can't be as sharei eil rachmana v'loy shar shel hegdish. The pasuk says v'chiyigav shar ish as sharei eil v'meis u'machus as shar chay v'chotzu as kaspay v'gam as ames yachtsun. There's exeris akosav that the only time that a mazik is chay for damaging someone is only if he damages another yid. However, if he damages hegdish, he would not be chayiv at all, and he would be patur l'gamri. And if Reuven damaged hegdish, not only would he not have to pay but the mazik, but he wouldn't even have to pay at all. And the Gemara therefore states, when Rabbi Akiva says, it's talking about a case where Reuven said, I will give $100 to the Bet HaKabayis, to Asi Gizba v'shokim idias. When the Gizba wants to collect from the Kaka of Reuven, you'll be able to collect from the idias of the Kaka of Reuven. And the Gemara asks, lo yehei l'balchoyv l'balchoyv dina v'benis, the l'chayra, how can you bring a kavachayma, the din where Reuven was mazik Shimon, to the din where someone promised money to Hegdish? If l'chayra, this is comparable to the case where Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and we said in our Mishnah that Reuven only has to pay min habenis and not from idias, and therefore l'chayra, if someone promised $100 to Hegdish, the maximum amount that he should have to pay back to Hegdish is based on benis and not based on idias. And the Gemara states, v'chi temek asav Rabbi Akiva b'alchayv shakal b'idias kinezakin, that maybe we would say that Rabbi Akiva actually argues on the Mishnah, and he holds that if Reuven borrows money from Shimon, then he has to pay back from idias, just like b'negei nezakin, and therefore Rabbi Akiva says v'kavu chayim l'hegdish, that just like b'negei or hedyet, that you have to pay back min idias when you're a balchayv. Therefore, when someone promises $100 to hegdish, he also has to pay back min idias. But the Gemara says ikla mifrach. On that, we have the following question: mala balchayv shkin yafu koych b'nezakin, that how can you bring a raya that since a balchayv of a hedyet has to pay back min idias, therefore when you owe money to hegdish, you also have to pay back min idias? If l'chayv we could say that hegdish is actually on a lower dagger than a regular case of a hedyet, because we know that if Reuven is Mazik Hegdish, he doesn't have to pay Hegdish at all, and therefore L'chayra, this Kal V'chayim doesn't work at all. And how can you bring a raya that if someone owes money to Hegdish, they have to pay him in Idis, as Tayyim B'Hegdish, Shekein Hura, Kaycha Ben Zokin, as B'negeya Hegdish, if Reuven damages Hegdish, he doesn't have to pay at all. And the Gemara answer is, L'olam D'Nachri Tura D'Dan L'Tura D'Hegdish, that really Rabbi Akiva is talking about a case where the Shar of Reuven damaged the Shar of Hegdish, and even though we said before that the Pasuk tells us, Shar Re'eur Rachmana V'loy Shar Shal Hegdish, however, Rabbi Akiva Sovla Krab Shimon Manasseh, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Latlimud, and he doesn't hold like Rabbanon, but he holds like Rabbi Shimon Manasseh, the Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Manasseh Eimer, Rabbi Shimon Manasseh teaches us, when the Pasuk says, Shar Re'eu, we learn out that there is a difference between if someone is Mazik, the Shar of his friend, and if he's Mazik, the Shar of Hegdish. And although the Rabbanon learned that this Pasuk taught us a Kula B'negei Hegdish, that if Reuven damages Hegdish, he doesn't have to pay back Hegdish at all. However, Rabbi Shimon Manasseh says that the Pasuk is telling us that these dinim are only relevant when Reuven actually damages Shimon, and Reuven damages a Hedit. However, if either Reuven damages Hegdish, or if Hegdish damages Reuven, then the dinim would be different, and they would actually favor Hegdish. As Shar Shal Hegdish and Nagal Shar Shal Hedit, that if a Shar of Hegdish damages the Shar of a Hedit, Pata, then Hegdish would be completely Pata. And it also teaches us, Vishal Hegdish and Nagal Shar Shal Hegdish, that if there's a Shar of a Hedit that damages the Shar of Hegdish, Bein Tam and Bein Mu'ed, Misham Nezek Shalim, then there's no differential between the Tam and Mu'ed, and there's no din of Chatzin Nezek, and in all cases, the Hedit would have to pay back to Hegdish. finish their full value and have to pay back Nezik Sholim. And Lefizeh comes out, Rabbi Akiva was saying to Rabbi Shmuel that just like on Machmer, if Reuven damages Shimon, that Reuven has to pay back based on the Idis of the Mazik. And therefore, certainly, since I hold like Rabbi Shimon Manasseh, where Hegdish is more chomer than the din of a Hegdish, and therefore, if Reuven damages Hegdish, but the Mazik Sheminon, and Reuven would have to pay back based on the Idis of the Mazik and on Reuven's Idis. The Gemara continues, Ihachi, if this is actually what Rabbi Akiva holds, Memaidu be Idis and Nizik, is a birds of the Mazik Pligi, who said the Machlek is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, is in regard to actually what the Mazik has to pay, and does he have to pay me Idis to Nizik, or from the Idis of the Mazik, as Dilma de Kule Amr Nizik Sheminon, maybe both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva agree that the Nizik Sheminon, the Mazik only have to pay back based on the Idis of the Nizik, and Rabbi Akiva is not arguing on that point to Rabbi Shmuel, the Hocha Beplukti Rabbi Shimon Manasseh Rabbanon Kamafri, and the Machlek is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, is the exact Machlek is between Rabbi Shimon Manasseh and Rabbanon, as Rabbi Akiva Savala Rabbi Shimon Manasseh, as we just explained, Rabbi Akiva holds that if Reuven damages Hegdish, that Reuven would have to pay back the full value to Hegdish, but he would actually pay back to Hegdish based on the Idis of the Mnizik, and Rabbi Shmuel Savala Karbanon, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that if Reuven damages Hegdish, Reuven would not have to pay back Hegdish at all. And at this point in the Gemara, the way to understand the Brice is that the Pasuk states, Metus Tadeo Metu Kama Yishalim, and Rabbi Shmuel says, Metus Tadeo Shal Nizik, or Metu Kama Shal Nizik, to Rabbi Shmuel, it's mashma from the words of Rabbi Shmuel that if Reuven would damage Hegdish, he would not have to pay Hegdish at all because he holds like Rabbanon, and Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Shmuel that I hold that when the Pasuk teaches us that when the Mazik wants to pay Minakaka, he has to pay Midmei Idis of the Nizik, and since I hold like Rabbi Shimon Manasseh that if Reuven damages Hegdish, Reuven has to pay Hegdish, therefore there's a Kal V'chomer that just like if Reuven damages Shimon, he has to pay Minakidis, and we will be Shemina and Idis of the Nizik, and therefore based on Kal V'chomer, certainly the din would be the same that if Reuven damages Hegdish, he would also have to pay Minakidis, and we'll be Shemina and Nizik. And the Gemara will now bring three proofs that the Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is not only a Machlekes based on the Machlekes between Rabbi Shimon Manasseh and Rabbanon, if Reuven damages Hegdish, if you have to pay or if he doesn't have to pay, but it's actually Machlekes if we'd be Shamina b'de Nizik or if we'd be Shamina b'de Mazik. As the Gemara says, number one, in Kain, my Leba Kosov, first of all Rabbi Akiva should have said is Kavach Chaymel Hegdish, and why Rabbi Akiva say Loshin, Leba Kosov, El Ligvus Linizokim Min Idis, if Lemaisa Rabbi Akiva is not being Choylik on that point, and the Mashmois of the words of Leba Kosov Ella is Mashman Rabbi Akiva saying that I even argue on that point that you mentioned beforehand. And number two, V'oid my Kavachim al Hegdish, L'chayr, if you're telling me that Rabbi Akiva actually is Makel, he holds that the Mazik doesn't have to pay the Idis of the Mazik, but he has to pay only of the Idis of the Nizik, so L'chayr, why does the Gemara say that's a Kavachim of Hegdish if L'chayr Rabbi Akiva is trying to prove that I'm being Makel on the Mazik and he's not trying to prove that he's being Machme on the Mazik? And therefore, once again, it seems clear Rabbi Akiva is coming to be Choylik on Rabbi Shmuel, and he's telling Rabbi Shmuel that although you said that Yishamina and Bid Nizik, we appraise based on the Idis of the Nizik, however, I hold that we're Machmer on the Mazik, and the Mazik has to pay to the Nizik based on the Idis of the Mazik. The same way, if Reuven damages Shimon, he has to pay based on the Idis of the Mazik, so I hold that's a Kavachim to Hegdish, that if Reuven damaged Hegdish, that Reuven would have to pay Hegdish based on the Idis of the Mazik and not on the Idis of the Nizik. And finally, the Gemara brings the strongest question and the strongest proof, because Va'oid, Ha'am Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi stated, and we continue on Daphne Tesla Bez, Tanya Behedya, that we have a first Brisa that states that this is actually the Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, as the Brisa states, Meitu Sedeo, Meitu Kama Yishalim, and Rabbi Shmuel learns, Meitu Sedeo Shal Nizik, or Meitu Kama Shal Nizik, to Rabbi Shmuel, and the Mazik has to pay based on the Idis of the Nizik, and Rabbi Akiva Imer, Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Shmuel, and he says, Meitu Sedeo Shal Mazik, or Meitu Kama Shal Mazik, and first, Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Shmuel, and he holds that you have to pay based on the Idis of the Mazik. And the Gemara continues and goes back to its original question at the beginning of the Gemara, where the Gemara asks that the Mishnah stated that Nizak and Shamalan be Idis, and the Mazik has to pay from his Idis, and the Mishnah stated it's because of a Tikkun Olam, and the Gemara is that it's based on Din D'Oraisa, as the Pasuk says, Meitav Sedeo, Meitav Kama Yishalim, and Abaye answered that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that M'D'Oraisa B'D'Nizik Shaminon, and M'Play Tikkun Olam, we misakin that he pays based on the Idis of the Mazik. And our Gemara continues, Ravina Amr Ravina states, Lo'ilam Asisa Rabbi Kivi, really our Mishnah could be going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, the M'D'Oraisa B'D'Mazik Shaminon, that even on D'Oraisa Tikkun level, Reuven damages Shimon, and he's going to pay back with Kakar, then he has to pay back based on the Idis of the Mazik. And when our Mishnah states, M'Play Tikkun Olam, it's not telling us that this is a Din D'Rabbanon, it's telling us that the reason for the Din D'Oraisa, that B'd Mazik Shaminon, is based on the fact of Tikkun Olam. And Rab Shimon, and our Mishnah is Rab Shimon, and Rab Shimon is going like the Sheet of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, that holds B'd D'Oraisa B'd Mazik Shaminon. And Rab Shimon, of course, is the Manda Omar, the Darish, Time of the Kra, that always dashes the reason for the Pasuk, and Matam Kama, and he's explaining the reason that the Torah says, "But the Mazik Sheminon, Matam and Zokin Shomlan Beidius." Why is it that Benegain and Zokin we evaluate based on the Idius of the Mazik? Me play Tikkun Olam because of a Tikkun Olam, and the Gemara will now continue and explain what the Tikkun Olam was. The Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, Amr Reb Shimon stated, "Me play Ma Amru and Zokin Shomlan Beidius." Why is it that we say that Benegain and Zokin we shots up and we evaluate based on the Idius of the Mazik? Me play Agazlanim, Me play Chamzanim because of those who steal and those who rob. And the difference between a Gazlan and a Chamsin, Rashi says a Gazlan steals something and doesn't pay money, and a Chamsin will give money to the seller, and he will force the seller to sell the item to him. And even though Reb Shimon doesn't mention this, this din applies to all types of nizakin, and it's not dafka Gazlan and Chamsanim. Reb Shimon explained, time of the Kra, Kadesh Shema Adam, in order that the Gazlan and Chamsin should say, Lomani Gazel, Volomani Chemis, why is it I'm stealing, and why am I being a Chamsin? Lamach Bezin Yardan Chosai, Benetin Sadan Nashli, and as if I will get caught, then Bezin will come down to my Nechassim. They won't only take my worst sada, and they won't only take the sada that's equivalent to the best sada of the Nizik, but they even take my sada, and that will cause the Gazlan to think twice before he steals, and the same would apply to a Mazik as well. And the same Chalam Ash Kosov Bateria, Meitav Sedeo, Meitav Kama Yishalim, and Bezin will be Samech on the Pasuk that states, Meitav Sedeo, Meitav Kama Yishalim, and therefore they will take from the Idius of the Mazik, and the Fika Chamru, and therefore the Torah stated, Hanizok and Shamalam Idius, and even though the Gemara used the Lashon of Fika Chamru, which is Mashma, that Bezin said this. However, of course, it has to be that the Torah said so because Reb Shimon is being dirish, time of the Kra, and this is based on Din Deraisa. And now that the Brisa has spoke about the reason for Nizokin that Shamalam Ben Idias, the Brisa continues and discusses the Din of Baal Chayiv, and we play Ma'amru Baal Chayiv Bebenis, and why did the Chacham say that Baal Chayiv could only collect from Benis, Kadesh Layir Adam Chaveir, Sada Navadirina, in order that someone doesn't see that his friend has a beautiful home and a beautiful Sada, V'yayma, and he'll say, Ekbetz Valvenu, I will go and lend money to Shimon, and Reuven will realize that Shimon will not be able to pay back the loan, and Kadesh Gvenu Bechayvi, and then Reuven will be able to take away the house of Shimon or the Sada of Shimon, and Lefikach Amru Baal Chayiv Benis, and therefore Chacham Misakin the Baal Chayiv should only collect from Benis, and the Gemara yes, El Maati Hebi Zibayrus. If we're worried about this concept, then we should say that Baal Chayiv should only be able to collect from Zibayrus, and the Gemara answers Imkain at the Nil Delos between 11. If we went too far with our Gzera and we said that a Malva could only collect from Zibayrus, then the lenders will not want to lend any money to borrowers, and therefore, based on these two competing factors, so we said that Baal Chayiv should collect only from Benis, and he shouldn't be able to collect from Idias, and he should also not only be able to collect from Zibayrus. And the Taz Rid on Daf Mem Chesam and Beis stated that the Lashon Zibayrus comes from the Lashon of Zaburus. And the Brisa continues, Ksubis Isha be Zibayrus, dear Rabbi Huda holds that Ksubis Isha is collected only from Zibayrus, and Rameya argues, and he says that Ksubis Isha will be collected from Benis. Reb Shimon states, why is it Rabbi Yehuda stated that Ksubis Isha is collected from Zibayrus? And the Gemara explains, Yosin Masha Ish Reitzel Lisa, Isha Reitzel Nase, that more than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to get married. And if Reuven is going to marry Rachel, and if we would require Reuven to actually pay the Ksuba from his Idias or from Benis, maybe he won't want to get married to Rachel. And therefore, for Takana for the woman, we said that a man should only have to pay his Ksuba from Zibayrus, and this way he'll want to get married, and this was a benefit for every woman. And the Brisa continues, Dava Acha, Isha Yitzel Ritzena Vishalei Ritzena, a woman, when she receives a get, it could be done either Ritzena or Bal Kocha, V'ish Eina Metzia El Ritzena. However, when a man gives a get, it has to be done L'Ritzena, and it can't be done Bal Kocha of the man. And the Gemara asks, My Dava Acha, what is this Dava Acha coming to teach us? And the Gemara explains, V'chitema, Ki Hechad Chimapik La'iyu, Takinu Rabbanu Ksubim Minei, just like when he gives her a divorce, and he doesn't really have to have a reason why he wants to divorce her, to Rabbanu Misakin, that the husband has to give her a Ksuba, Ki Nafki Iyanami, let's say she would demand a get, and she would receive a get from her husband, so maybe Rabbanan should say that she should also have to pay him a ksuba, and it shouldn't only be a one-sided document. And it is to this point that the Brisa states, that Tashma, that since when a man gives a get to his wife, it could be done either l'ritzayna or even bal kocha, and the only way that a man will actually give a get to his wife is only based on his free will, so if she actually wants to get a get, her husband could say, I don't want to give a get, and therefore, every single time that a get is given to a woman, it's based on a man deciding to do so, and therefore the only takana to give a woman a ksuba was a one-sided takana that a man always have to give a ksuba ksuba to his wife, and a wife never has to give a ksuba to her husband, as a wife can never force a husband to give her a get. And as Rashi says, that at this point in the Gemara, the words Dava Achar is not coming to give us another pshat as to why a ksubas isha is bizibarius. And as Rashi says, Dava Achar means klema milsachriti kama, that is another thing that we're telling you, v'loy time lizibarusu. And before we continue, let's go back to Taisus on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, Diva Maschal ksubas isha bizibarius, that Taisus brings down that Gemara Mefarish Taima, Mishub Yetsu Masha Shreitzu Lisa, or Isha Reitzu Lingase, the Kosher, and Taisus is, the Lamanda Oma ksuba duraisa, that since we have a mighty Norma that holds that ksuba is duraisa, and since his obligation is midiraisa, therefore certainly midiraisa, he would have to give her idias, and therefore Taisus is, Vamayav Kiyo Chachom Dino, Mehai Taima, and Taisus points out, Ramea Nami da Oma Dino Benes, Kasov ksuba duraisa, he also holds that ksuba is duraisa. Based on this question, Taisus says that even Benegea ksuba isha, we have to come on to the svar that we said, Benegea Bachoiv, as maybe a woman will see that a husband has valuable nechasim, and she will go and on purpose have fights with her husband in order for him to divorce her, in order that she could collect her ksuba from the idias. And therefore the Chacham said that a isha cannot collect her ksuba from idias, in order that person shouldn't say that maybe she should collect from beinis, just like a balchayiv, and just like a balchayiv, there's a din of ne'ilas delas, and that's why he collects from beinis, so maybe by a woman also, mishum chino tehev beinis, and that the Gemara explained, that yoyis masha isha reitz lisa, isha reitz linasei, and therefore a woman can only collect a ksuba min hazibaris. And the Gemara continues, that quotes from Mishnah, ksubas isha bizibaris, that if a woman comes to collect a ksuba, she will only collect from zibaris. Mazutra Breid Ram Nachman is Mechadish when our Mishnah said Ksubas Isha Bizbarius. This is only referring to a case when the woman comes to collect from Yisayman Av Minaydi Dei Bebenis. However, she's divorced from her husband and she now goes and tries to collect a Ksubas Isha from her husband, she would actually be able to receive Benis. And the Gemara now is on the Chdin of Mazutra Breid Ram Nachman, then Lechira, how can you tell me that Ksubas Isha Bizbarius is only Miyasayman? If Miyasmi, if it's only talking about when she's collecting from Yisayman, my Ksubas Isha, then this has nothing to do with Ksubas Isha. I feel Kalmilinami. And anytime someone wants to collect anything from Yisayimim, they only collect from the Zibarius. As Batanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Ein Nefrayim, Minichsi Yisayimim, Elamin Zibarius, that the only way they could collect from Nichsi Yisayimim is only from Zibarius. And therefore, why would the Mishnah have to specify that Ksubas Isha is Zibarius if it's only talking about Minay Yisayimim, El Lav Minay? And therefore, it must be that when the Mishnah stated that Ksubas Isha is Zibarius, it's even talking about a case where a woman received a get from her husband, and she's now collecting a Ksuba from her husband, and she'd only be able to receive that from Zibarius and not from Beinus. And the Gemara answers, really, Mazutra Breid Rav Nachman is correct, lo'ilu miyasmi, that really when the Mishnah stated Ksubas Isha b'zibarius, it only means what she's coming to collect from Yisayimim. And even though our Mishnah itself stated in front of Minichsi Yisayimim Elamin Zibarius, still the Mishnah wanted to tell us that Din B'negei Ksubas Isha, as Ksubas Isha Issuchlei, there was a Chiddush B'negei Ksubas Isha, that when she goes and collects from Yisayimim, she could only collect from Zibarius. As Sakat Echamino, you may think, Mishumchino, Kilu Rabban Gaba, that just like according to Mazutra Breid Rav Nachman, if she goes and tries to collect a Ksuba from her husband, she would be able to receive from Beinus, and that must be because of Chino, and we wanted every woman to feel good that she's getting Beinus, and she's not only going to be given Zibarius, therefore, maybe the same thing would apply, B'negei Yisayimim, and the Rabbanu will misakin that a husband should give his wife Beinus, even when he dies, and even if she's going and collecting from his Yisayimim, in order to show her favor, in order to show that he loves her, in order that she should want to get married, and Kamashma, and therefore Mishnah teaches us, Ksub Si should be Zibarius, that just like any case that you're trying to collect something from your Yisayimim, you have to collect from Zibarius, the same applies to Ksubas Isha, and we don't have a svar mishum chino b'negei Yisayimim. And the only time that the svar of chino does apply is when a woman comes to collect a ksuba directly from her husband. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava Tashma, I'll bring a kasha of Tuma Zutra Breid Rav Nachman from the following brisa. As the brisa states, Ramei Oimek Ksubas Isha Beinus, Ramei states that when a woman goes and collects a ksuba, she'll be able to receive her ksuba payments from Beinus. Rava Yes, Miman, who is she collecting from? Elaim Miyasmi, if she's collecting from the Yisayimim, Lesler Ramei, Had Tlan, in the front of Menachsi Yisayimim, Elam and Zibarius, could be that Ramea argues on what we learned in our Mishnah, that any time someone wants to collect from Yisayimim, he could only collect from Zibarius, and that should also include Ksuba, El Lav Minei, and therefore it must be that Ramea is telling us that even if a woman is coming to collect a Ksuba from her husband, she will be able to collect Beinus, Mechlad Rabban Savri Bizibarius, and therefore it's Muchach, that Rabban who would argue in Ramea hold that even when a woman collects a Ksuba directly from her husband, she would only be able to collect from Zibarius, and Lechira, our Mishnah is going like Rabbanon, and therefore when the Mishnah said Ksubas Isha Bizibarius, it must be going like the Chachamim, and you see against the Shita of Mazutra Breid Rav Nachman, and the Gemara answers, Lo Ilum Yasmi, really when Rameya said Ksubas Isha Bizibarius is referring to a case where the wife is going to collect a Ksuba from the Yisayimim, and even though in all other dinim we say Ein Nefrayim Menichsi Yisayimim Elam Zibarius, however B'negei Ksubas Isha, that would be different, as Rameya holds B'shanik Ksubas Isha Mishum Chino, that's a special reason B'negei Ksubas Isha, that we want wanted women to feel good that their husbands find favor in their eyes, and therefore they'll want to get married, and therefore we said that even if a woman will go and collect a ksuba from the Yosemim, she will still be able to collect min beinus. However, Rabbanan argue in Rameah, and they say that although, of course, if a woman comes to collect a ksuba from her husband, she will receive from beinus. However, if she comes and collects from the Yosemim, she will only receive min azubaris, and we will stop over here.